Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The Farmers Market is about to begin on May 28th. It will be held every Wednesday from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the corner of Randolph and Jackson Street, which is across the street from Subway in McLeansboro. We are now accepting vendors. You can call 618-643-3416 if you'd like information about signing up as a vendor. 4-H will be set up next week with lettuce, radishes, and onions, and a lot of canned goods and baked items. Hopefully, we'll get some vendors that have a little more produce. As the weeks progress, there will be more and more added each week. So contact the office if you're interested in setting up or make plans to attend. The Hamilton and Jefferson County Agriculture in the Classroom team is collaborating with the Franklin County to host an engaging 3-day Summer Ag Institute. This will be held June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. This event will feature 2 days in Jefferson County and 1 day in Franklin County, where participants will enjoy informative field trips and hear from esteemed speakers, including representatives from the Illinois Pork Association and the Illinois Ag in the Classroom, and lots of other speakers. Upon completion of this enriching experience, teachers will receive 22.5 professional development hours for a nominal fee of $25. If you'd like to attend, contact the local Farm Bureau. Hamilton County 4-H Foundation will hold their annual pork chop dinner fundraiser. It is open to the public. You will get a smoked pork chop sandwich, a potato, vegetable side, and a dessert. This will be held Monday, June 29th, serving from 4 until 7 p.m. This is a drive-through only event, and it will be held at the 4-H food stand at the fairgrounds in McLeansboro, which is 805 West Randolph Street. You don't even have to get out of your car. Drive up to a tent, someone will hand you your meal, and you can drive on. Advance tickets are $12 and they're $13 the night of the sale. Tickets may be purchased from any 4-H member or at the University of Illinois Extension Office in Hamilton County Courthouse Basement. Call 643-3416 if you'd like to reserve your ticket. The citywide cleanup for McLeansboro will be held at 312 West Marketplace, which is the light plant, from May 28th to May 31st. This will be held Wednesday through Friday, 7:45 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and Saturday, 7:45 a.m. to noon. If you need assistance getting items to the light plant, we have had a couple of churches that have volunteered to help. What you need to do is call City Hall at 643-2723 and ask to be put on the pickup list. We will need a name, address, and phone number, and what assistance you need. We will forward this information to the volunteers. This is for residents within the city limits only. If you are dropping off items at the citywide cleanup, proof of residency may be required. Some additional information is the cleanup will not include tires, batteries, air conditioners, furnaces, computers, TVs, any liquid or any yard waste. Doors of white goods must be securely fastened or removed. And if you are caught dumping after hours, there will be penalties. The livestock show and exhibit dates have been set for Hamilton County 4-H as well as the Hamilton County Fair. The show dates will be June 5th will be the poultry rabbit show. The rabbit show, since the poultry show has been canceled for this year, it will be held at 9 a.m. The dogs, cats, and small pets will be held at 10:30. Then weigh-in will be from 4 to 6 for all other livestock, and farm follies will be following weigh-in. Then bright and early on June 6th, the livestock show will start at 7 a.m. with the hospitality tent at 1 p.m., awards presentation at 1:30, and the 4-H livestock auction at 2. If you have not come out to see the 4-H members, you should come out and enjoy the day and see how much work they put into these 4-H projects. If you are a 4-H member between the ages of 8 and 18 and love the outdoors, archery might be right for you. We are in very early stages of selecting members for the archery team. This will include bullseye and 3D shooting. If you have a non-4-H friend, ask them to join 4-H, and we can get them signed up as well. If you'd be interested, contact Diana Hatfield at 618-838-3071 or call your local extension office. The Unit 24 Horse Show is scheduled for Monday, June 30th, beginning at 5 p.m. It will be held at J Bar S Indoor Arena at Norris City. If you plan to exhibit your horse or pony, please contact the office so arrangements can be made. Plans are underway for another summer of gardening and cooking fun. Classes will begin May 29th with cooking in the courthouse basement. The following Tuesday, the first gardening class will be held at the gift garden. We plan to meet every Tuesday at the gift garden and Thursday in the courthouse basement. Classes will end with exhibit day scheduled for July 31st in the courthouse basement. Youth ages 5 to 12 can attend classes and youth over 12 can be helpers. This is a great opportunity for teen teachers to gain many leadership skills. The 4-H Hooks Us Together statewide fishing tournament has been retooled for 2025. It is open to all youth beginning May 1st to July 31st and includes all species of fish. Any entry is eligible to receive prizes through random drawing, but of course the longest largemouth bass, crappie, bluegill, and channel cat will receive special prizes and bring great fame to the lucky angler. So if you would like to participate, contact your office and we can get you signed up to participate with this event. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.